This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are looking for ways to stay connected at this time, go to radio.com/stay connected. It's right there in the name. It's like updates, and I guess all of us are going to be using that to direct you to radio.com, where you can get all kinds of info. And also, you can listen to our show. Radio.com is an app. Hey, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Paul Mercurio, longtime friend of the show, comedian, writer for Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he lives in New York City, and, you know, just be a little window into the other side of the country and what's happening there. Apparently, ghost town. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone.
Oh.
The fine folks at All Natural Stone helped us remodel our kitchen here.
Oh, and beautiful.
And it came out incredible.
So it is a gorgeous kitchen.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. And we're trapped
inside
with it
now. Thank God it ended.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's actually really great. It's done and it looks great. And it was definitely worth the time, the money, everything, because we're just stoked. So visit one of their 4 Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So I've got quite a bit of stuff, but I teased you with the word sex, so I'll just start with that real quick.
Take your time, slow down.
Okay, sure.
Let's hear about
Thank you
sex.
So much. What is safe sex in the social distancing era?
Is it sexting? Is it phone sex?
Well, they are saying the safest possible sex you can have is with yourself.
Oh, no. I love myself. I want you to love me.
If you live with a regular sex partner and you don't have symptoms or likely exposure, sex might be a great way to have fun and pass the time.
Well, that killed 8 minutes. Now what do you want to do?
Wow. 8 minutes.
8 long minutes.
Such a loving wife.
I know. Thank you.
Anyway, they say that it's a great way to have fun, stay connected, and relieve anxiety during this stressful time. So if you have an in-house partner, that's the way to go.
Sure.
I looked up...
It's 1 o'clock.
These other sex guidelines...
Oh, more guidelines. I love
that. There's some guidelines. So you are your safest sex partner is to begin with. And obviously...
Wash your hands, please.
Any relationship you're in...
Give yourself coronavirus.
You should go and love yourself.
Yeah, you should.
Any relationship you're in puts you in a good spot to continue to have a sex life through these difficult times.
Mm.
They say here that you can... And this was actually the Sex and Coronavirus Disease 2019... from New York City, they put out the list, and they say you can kiss Australian style.
Oh,
without threatening spread. So it's actually safer to kiss Australian than it is to kiss
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean...
make any sense?
It doesn't make... Well, okay.
Because
direct
it can't be
kiss
spread
on the mouth.
Through... The
yeah, it's not a sexually transmitted virus,
right? So it
but
gets
you still have to be close enough.
Mucus. Also, they say, very specifically, while you can kiss Australian style, absolutely not the other side of Australia.
Oh.
Oh, the E. coli side?
That side, they say, let me see here to find it exactly.
You shouldn't be doing that anyway, let's face it.
You can absolutely get it that way.
Oh, really?
Yes, they say
you're awfully close. I mean, you know, if you're that close to a potential infection source, maybe you should just rethink the whole thing. Plus, you're in the same room, you're breathing the same air. And if you're not going to kiss me before all this happens, and then after, I'm not really all that interested in it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I'm just trying to tell you a couple guidelines to keep you happy and active during
Listen,
these.
I'm going to put a bag over your face and my stuff. You go to town, and I'm going to need you to exit quickly through the doggy door. Stay low. Stay low.
Anyway, I wanted to put this out there because there were things I was getting ready to deal with as this came up. One of them was I wanted to go get my real ID. So I compiled all the things necessary. I tried to make an appointment and they were just saying, come in. We're not even taking appointments anymore. The real ID deadline now has been pushed back due to coronavirus. Yes. So for those of us who have been sort of fretting over this needing to be done by, I think it was October.
Yeah.
That's been pushed back. They're not saying what the new date is yet. I don't see it here, but I do see that it has been pushed back. So on the other side of this, it won't be an even bigger mad dash to get to the DMV and get this done.
Right.
They're going to have to push it back. And on the...
Well, we're pushing everything back. I mean, you know, honestly, I'll be totally stoked if we're back to normal flying in October. I mean, please, God.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Dick Pound, says that...
The guy's name is Dick Pound?
Yes, it is.
That is freaking awesome.
It is a nice name.
That might be my favorite... That is an Olympic gold medal winning name, Dick Pound.
It looks like they're pushing the Olympics to next year.
Oh, that's a big announcement from Dick Pound.
Right. So that's something that I don't, you know.
That's too bad. That's sad.
Hey, Sarah, you know that show, your podcast that you co-host with Johnny?
Yes.
Maybe you should.
Called the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Right.
I don't know why.
In name and spirit, right. I mean, but honestly. Right?
It's a lot of work.
If we count all your words, who's winning?
Well, it's me.
Right. I'm just kidding, Johnny.
It's me and Bryn and then Johnny.
You guys are, doing
no,
great.
No, it isn't true. Sometimes he's shot out of a cannon. Other times I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, the first one or two, he's pretty hot. And then by the end, he's laying down.
Yeah, he will actually lay down. He's laying down on the couch doing the third and fourth podcast.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get through it. Well, anyway, my point was going to be a great thing to bring up with him. He is an expert. He's an Olympic gold medalist. Yep. He's been to two games.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be interesting to find out how he would have managed. I assume you're already sort of your whole life's aimed at this summer.
And you aim it at a specific date, I'm sure. You know how old you'll be at that point. You know what your chances are. You know if you'll get more than one Olympics because you're coming in young. I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that is an incredibly upsetting thing for someone who has angled their entire life at this summer. That's
at peaking for this summer.
Yes,
physically.
I want to be at my physical best that I'll ever be this summer. And now you're like, oh, I got a whole nother year. Well, let's have some ice cream.
Right.
That's what I'd do. Console myself.
Speaking of comfort foods, people are looking for them during these difficult times.
Oh, we're getting fat. There's no question.
Oreos, mac and cheese, all selling out. Kale, not nearly as much.
Well, we bought kale. We got kale yesterday. John's going to make that turkey kale soup. Maybe I'll live stream that. trying to think of things that are remotely interesting that I can put on to my live Instagram feed.
Hashtag stay connected.
Yes, hashtag. Oh, is that what we do? We put the hashtag stay connected in all
that's
of our
correct.
Posts?
That's correct.
Oh, that's okay. The new...
Radio.com. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because I made a... I almost killed my daughter last night.
Why?
Not
what?
Really. But I took her for a bike ride and she ate it right there. Like, your mom's going to kill me. We were racing.
Home bloody.
We were racing and I was Doc Hudson and she was Lightning McQueen.
Oh.
Which that little kid cheats, by the way. She just cut across this whole... It doesn't matter. The point is, there I was. I decided...
She's a cheater.
I cheated back. And there was a point where I was just sitting at the finish line laughing. And as she was trying to get to the finish line, she ate it. And I'm just like, oh. And then, of course, she cried. And I'm like, oh, no. She
in
probably
head,
fell
like,
in
yes,
a bucket
I
of COVID-19,
oh,
too.
No.
I mean,
oh, no.
That would just be
that
my
one
luck,
bucket
right?
on this. Right, of course.
Some guy who has it had just been spitting in that spot for an entire day, and she landed on it. So
hashtag stay connected.
Right. I'll add that to the picture of her bloody knee that I posted yesterday.
Well, I think you don't have to go back. I think this going forward, the company wants us to use that. And, you know, I will say that the company's response to this has been, I've been pretty psyched with the people who set us up at home and the way the company is taking it really seriously and genuinely cares about the safety of the people who. So thank you, Entercom.
Yeah.
Hashtag stay connected. Brian, Tim, Bryn, you guys busted ass to make this happen.
Here's a couple quickies. All right. A store in Denmark figured out a way to stop hand sanitizer hoarding.
Oh.
I suggest we use this here, if not already. Your first bottle's $5.75. Any additional bottle costs $143.
Oh, my God.
That's a way to keep people from buying it all up.
Yeah. And look, if you do want 10 bottles, then the store benefits.
Right.
I guess.
So... I thought that was a very smart way to deal with...
Yes, you can buy one. One is what you need.
The
hoarding. Even two. You let them have two.
Isn't that illegal, though? To,
I don't know.
Price to gouge? Like
yeah.
It probably is illegal to gouge, but in a situation where you're trying to save some stock for others, I imagine anyone would let you off the hook for that. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you're so desperate for it, then... pay your $143 and walk out.
The way most stores are doing, they just have a sign that says limit two, limit one, limit two, you know.
Yeah, I've seen
things.
Those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't in since our lockdown, I still haven't gone out and found any toilet paper. Just as I've been thinking like,
just
what
ask
do I...
for it. People drop it off on your porch.
I don't want that. I really don't want that. And you better check that toilet paper for razor blades. I don't like the
it
idea.
They clearly pulled it out of their pack from Costco. I appreciated it. And it was funny because they were people I had run into years before. And she didn't have her wallet. And I helped her pay for her thing at Joann's. And I thought, oh, that's sweet. That's like a nice, you know, return in the favor. I thought it was sweet. But it is weird when people you don't know come to your house. That's all.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's fine, though. Just wipe it down, Vinny, when it shows up.
No, that's you don't need to. Everyone don't. I don't need that. No, thank you.
Well, I have to say, I am relieved. I now have, you know, whatever I have, 16 rolls of toilet paper. So, phew.
That's actually one of the things I looked up this morning. And this is, I don't have the story in front of me, but they were saying, in terms of the amount of food that you need to shop for when you do go out, you need a week at a time.
Yep.
They're saying you don't need to go try and buy up everything. The food supplies are fine.
Yeah.
The stocking of the shelves is the difficult thing at this point, keeping shelves stocked. But there's no shortage of things we need. So,
and if you buy fresh things, they're going to be you got to use them right away anyway. So you know you're going to have to go back to the store if you want to continue to have fruit and vegetables and meat.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We are still getting text and would love to hear from you. So let us know what's going on out there. I told you I went out yesterday to drop off our tax papers at our tax guy. And when I exited in San Jose where their office is off of First Street, the first thing I saw was a gas station with $2.69 gas. I don't know what the deal is there. Maybe it had to, that's the cash price. You know how they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But yep. either way, wow.
That's
just
the cheapest
getting out
gas
of the
I've
house,
heard of in a long time, right?
Right. Gives you sort of a view of what's going on out there. Getting texts helps as well. So
yeah.
Let's see. The first text is 415. Barack Obama was born in 61. Definitely a boomer. Same year I was born, Vinny. I actually knew that. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I was just making the joke that he typed his letter to BB King, and it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Bad. No, anyway. who had a better English accent, Matthew Broderick in Lady Hawk or Keanu Reeves in Dracula?
Oh, God. That is like comparing oranges to oranges. Like they both of them. I'm going to say.
I've seen many strange things already.
I'm going to say Keanu Reeves has a better English accent than Matthew Broderick.
Really?
Can you find Matthew Broderick from Lady Hawk and see if you can find that? You can't even tell he's doing one. It's like, oh, how'd that American get to England? It's just pathetic. But the movie is adorable. It really is. I really liked it. Dumb.
My 925 says, my funny Instacart substitution wreck. I was ordering that nut butter spray because my kids are drilling through popcorn. And Instacart was like, but if not, would you like some Cocoa Puffs?
I know, like completely unrelated things. Like, well, those might taste good with popcorn. All right. Throw them in. That's funny. Yeah, just like totally random. Like, I don't think it was green beans that they wanted to substitute, but it wasn't a paper product at all.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your daily show. It helps immensely while people get ready to go to work. Healthcare.
Mm.
Would you please encourage people to support local eateries? So many people losing jobs. Very sad. Thanks again for all you do to keep us sane. Love from Napa.
Listen, if you are working at a restaurant and you're just doing the takeout and you're, you know, trying to be responsible participants in this whole thing, and send us a text and tell us the name of your restaurant. I would have no problem saying, hey, everybody, check out. I think that that's, you know, because not every place is open. Although I suppose if you went on to the food delivery stores like DoorDash or what have you, that they will know what's available and what isn't. And it is a good time to, you know, support your local restaurant. Just because you're not going out doesn't mean you can't order takeout.
All local stuff, whether that's Joann's or, I mean, I guess that's a national chain, but
yeah.
You were talking
still people
about...
people locally work there.
Right. So, yes, any way you can. I know our guy, Alan at Bananas, is open, wants to sell you stuff. You can order online and he'll get it to your house. So consider taking up an instrument right now while you're stuck in the house.
Yeah.
I wanted to read this
idea.
One last one real quick. Hey, Alice, please remind listeners to check on their elderly neighbors as they are being neglected and are in need. This is something I did the other day. I was sitting there tripping, like, how do I do this? She's elderly. I know she's in her house, but I wanted to just see if she needed anything. Even a roll of toilet paper,
sure.
If I could leave that for her. So I'm wondering, do I knock and then run? I ended up just choosing to yell from 10 feet away outside her house. And she was like, yeah.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Well,
so you knocked on the door and then ran back 10 feet?
I didn't. I just yelled. I was actually trying to decide how to deal with it.
And
I just decided, you know what? Sue! Oh boy, I have sleeping people in this house. That was a bad idea. Anyway, the point is you can usually get their attention without getting too close to them. And make sure that they have what they need. And I agree with this texter. I've been doing that in my life, and I hope that you can do that as well.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, I think it was last week, that there, you know, you can leave a note in someone's mailbox and with your name and address and phone number and an offer of help. I guess, you know, yelling is also that worked. So,
it did in my case.
But you could just leave a note.
Right.
Slip it under the door or put it in the mailbox.
Right. So take care of anyone you know that might need a check-in is the point.
Before we break, were you able to find Matthew Broderick's horrible
Yeah,
English
I have
accent?
A very short clip of it.
Okay.
Dude sounds totally American, really. Here it is.
Sir, the truth is I talk to God all the time. And no offense, but he never mentioned you.
Yeah, that's his English accent. So I'm going to go Keanu Reeves was at least trying and gets the win for the worst, for the best English accent.
Yow, okay.
All right, coming up in the trash, Paul Mercurio live from New York City right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.